With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. As we head into 2025, a public finance economist with the Heritage Foundation is predicting a mixed bag for the nation's economy. E.J. Antoni says Americans will not be able to depend on Congress to turn things around.
The majority for Republicans in the House is going to be razor thin. To start, it's only going to be, I think, a one-seat majority. So in terms of legislation, I don't know that we're actually going to see that much progress overall.
Antonio spoke with the Salem Radio Network. He believes there will be a marked improvement in the economy under President Trump from the last 4 years. At least two people have died and six more injured after several tornadoes touched down in Texas and Mississippi, damaging homes and flipping vehicles. The National Weather Service says the severe storm system was moving east through Alabama into Georgia earlier this morning. The agency has issued a number of warnings. Old liberation movements in South Africa have suffered serious electoral declines this year as millions of people made their voices heard in elections.
The African National Congress lost its majority in South Africa for the first time since it came to power in 1994. That brought a significant shift in the country's political landscape. The Botswana Democratic Party was also removed from power with an overwhelming victory for the opposition. The party had governed Botswana since 1966.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Belgium will ban the sale of disposable electronic cigarettes as of the first of the new year on health and environmental grounds and a groundbreaking move for European Union nations. The health minister tells the Associated Press the inexpensive e-cigarettes have turned into a health threat since they're an easy way for teenagers to be drawn into smoking and then get hooked on nicotine, which is actually the exact opposite of the goal. This is SRN News. Israelis are increasingly moving out of the country since the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack. Government statistics estimate just over 40,000 people departed long-term during the first 7 months of this year, a 59% increase over the same period in 2023. Meanwhile, some 33,000 people have moved into the country since the attack, about on par with other years. On October 7th, thousands of Hamas terrorists breached the country's borders, killing 1,200 people, dragging 250 more into Gaza. The battles over abortion in the U.S. are increasingly focusing on the pills that are now the most common way pregnancies are ended. Texas has sued a New York doctor over a prescription to a Texas resident. It could become the first test of a shield law that New York and some other Democratic-controlled states have passed to protect abortion doctors. There's also a lawsuit aimed at rolling back federal approval for one common abortion drug. This is SRN News. The retail chain Big Lots has reached a deal to keep hundreds of its stores open.
Big Lots says it will be sold to Gordon Brothers Retail Partners, a firm specializing in distressed companies, which will then transfer the assets to other retailers. Variety Wholesalers, which owns more than 400 discount stores, plans to acquire up to that many Big Lots stores and operate them under the Big Lots brand. When it filed for bankruptcy, Big Lots said inflation and high interest rates caused consumers to pull back on purchases of home and seasonal products, two categories Big Lots depend on. I'm Julie Walker.
Olivia Hussey, the actress who starred as a teenage Juliet in the 1968 film Romeo and Juliet, has passed away at the age of 73. Hussey was just 15 years old when director Franco Zeffirelli cast her in his adaptation of the Shakespeare tragedy. This is SRN News.